USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It's looking like a slower holiday shopping season this year. The National Retail Federation said holiday sales through December will likely rise between 6 and 8%, which, factoring in inflation, is actually a decline. Last year, consumers shopped early and spent more as companies dealt with empty shelves and shipping delays. Compared to this year, the biggest retailers have lots of extra inventory as customers tighten their budgets. This year's midterm elections may be the most expensive ever. New analysis from the nonpartisan watchdog Open Secrets estimates that 2020 elections are expected to cost more than $16.7 billion. That includes spending in both federal and state races. This as a new poll is out that shows a huge swing from Democrats to Republicans.
A new Wall Street Journal poll found that white suburban women voters have shifted their support to Republicans running for Congress by 15 percentage points. That marks a 27-point move away from Democrats since August. The group of white suburban women comprises 20% of the electorate. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says there were over 2 million encounters at the southwest land border in fiscal year 2022. This as thousands of illegal immigrants continue to cross the border into the United States every single day. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this is a huge national security issue.
98 people who are on the terrorist watch list around the world were caught this year trying to come into our country. Why are they coming here? Who are they talking to? What do they have planned?
That audio courtesy of Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A rally in Pakistan turns violent.
Gunfire rang out at a protest rally in Islamabad, Pakistan, held by former Prime Minister Imran Khan. A provisional lawmaker from his political party said that Mr. Khan had been shot in the leg as his motorcade was traveling down a street in the eastern part of the country. It's not clear yet who was behind the shooting, but police reportedly arrested a suspect at the scene. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The family of Gabby Petito is suing police in Utah over her death. The 22-year-old was interviewed by Moab police after fighting with her boyfriend last summer, 2 weeks before she was murdered on a cross-country trip. Petito's attorneys make accusations regarding the Moab Police Department.
If the Moab police had followed the requirements of the Utah law, the Utah statutes on domestic violence, Gabby would still be alive today.
The Petito family alleges that officers Eric Pratt and Daniel Robbins failed to handle the call properly after a witness reported seeing Brian Laundrie hit Petito, grab her phone, and try to drive off without her. NASA is planning to roll out the Artemis 1 rocket overnight as it prepares for an upcoming launch. The agency's associate administrator saying the equipment had to be stored away ahead of Hurricane Ian. It survived the storm and will move back to the launch pad at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me. Did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh. And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.